Father, I just give you praise and honor. Lord, I thank you for what you did last night. I know we're not to look back, but Father, it was such a privilege to feel that awesome presence, to receive that wonderful blessing. Oh, Lord, that realizing it's nothing that I can even put, it's just you. And I thank you, Lord, for thy goodness, for thy greatness, for the manifestation of thy mighty power from heaven. And Lord, you are the great deliverer. You're the great I am. And Lord, I feel from my heart right now, and if you check me if I'm doing it wrong, but I say, I believe this day, Lord, in the name of Jesus, this message is going out, not to the ones that hear, but it's going out for our nation. It's going out as a witness what's going to take place. And there only may be a few of us here this day, but Father God, this message is going out for America. This message is going out for eternity. And Father, I feel the glory. The glory. Lord, thank you. I know that's right. Lord, I thank you. Oh, Lord, you're filled with thy glory, and I thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, you don't reprimand me, but you let me feel thy glory. And Lord, I just love to be with you because you're so special. Just ride along with you in that heavenly vehicle. Lord, is so wonderful. Got a hood to miles long. And Lord, in your presence, sitting back and just tagging along as a youngster in you, Lord God, not knowing nothing, and I don't want nothing, but I hear you, and I thank you, Lord, for that privilege and that awesome presence, that where your spirit is, there is liberty. In thy presence is fullness of joy, in the right hand pleasures evermore. And Lord, as you spoke in your wonderful word, that you'll place your hand, mighty hand above us, and you'll place your mighty hand on the left side, and you'll place your mighty hand on the right side, and you'll place your hand in the front of us and to our rear, and you will cover us, and you'll put us in the secret place, the Most High, that we might abide under thy shadow, under thy correction, under thy joy forever, that we would have that fullness of joy, that peace that passes all understanding. And Lord, I pray, Lord God, help me to slow down when your presence comes upon me. And Lord, it's such a, and I'm just mortal, Lord God, and I have it's hard for me to describe what you're telling me many times and how to bring it out in reality. And Lord, I praise you for your goodness. I thank you for working with me. And Father, I know that I'm nothing to work with, but I just love you, and I thank you so much that you can take an old nothing, an old bad nothing that was nothing. And Lord, you've just helped me to realize that you love all your children, because you've got some wonderful children. You've got some glorious children. And if you can even touch me, that how you can just bless them, encourage them, enrich them in a mighty way. And we thank you for this wonderful day in Jesus' name. Father, it would be hard if I take a drink. I'll take a drink of water, and I'll give you thanks in Jesus' wonderful name. Lord, I just praise you, Lord. I come to the place, really, that everything I do, every moment of every day, is in his presence. And I feel that. And there is a call to this world. The call comes to this world. It goes down to till it hits our levels. But God is calling for a people who will truly put their trust and their beliefs in him, really knowing that their Heavenly Father will never leave them, never forsake them. And his word is so powerful that his word is coming to pass. And I'm going to let God, by the Spirit of God, show you some things by the word that we see that America has got a short term ahead of her. Very short. And the Bible plainly says, can two walk together unless you agree? If you, as each one of us, as looking to this nation, I feel the presence of God, but I'm asking you to search your hearts. But you look to this nation, there's many, many, many differences. There's difference of beliefs. There's difference of styles. There's difference of mannerism. There's difference of all kinds. And we've got homosexuals. We got perverts. We got all these opposites of God. All the things that God speaks against, we have. And we have whoredoms of wrongdoers. We got probably the capital of the world of alcohol. We're probably the leader in this. And the pornography and all these terrible movies, these things that are so beyond anything in the imagination, they come from Satan themselves. They're designed to take mankind down to a place that person has no will left. That they're in the bondage of the one, the captor, that they're in that presence. And he dissolves many of our young people in that place, that they're no longer can handle their lives. They're subject to his power. They're subject to the demonic power from the pits of hell. And God's here to let us know that his word is true. His word is powerful. And we must act on it and believe that he is rewarded to those diligently seek him. Those who will call upon his name, there is help, there is support, there is a ransom for God's people. Those that are in bondage, God will set them free. As last night, God showed me right now, a lot of that ministry last night was being set free from the evil one, being set free. And then we need to reach out that God has performed a miracle in our lives. He's helped us and He kept us. He's guided us. He's directed us. And darkness, He expelled in our lives, and He wants to keep removing that darkness out of us till we're walking in total light. We walk upright before God, that we don't look no longer the things that are seen. Because if we look for the things that are seen, we're going to fall. You know, God's showing me that I had a dream about this, what's being said right now. I can't imagine it, but I remember in a dream. God's awesome. Awesome because I didn't know it to this very moment. God is wonderful. I can't imagine how He is beyond our understanding. And He takes us as just mortals to do His great work. And He calls us out of cesspools of life. He calls us out of darkness of life. He calls us as very against God. And He calls those people will seek Him. He will make change our lives from that lifestyle into His glorious life. It takes a while. We don't do it overnight. But as we surrender more and more to God and come closely to Him, He will lead us. He will guide us. He becomes our not just our Savior, but He becomes our friend. He becomes our healer. He comes the one that guides us, directs us. And He wants us not to realize that we know anything save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Because if we put our trust in Him, He makes the way every place we go. If we're doing what we're doing, a public work, God is going to be with us in that job. He's going to be with us where we are, that our light would shine. Even we're a teller, the light of God, a teller has a hard time, has to keep her mind or his mind on what's transaction. But through that, that one will be a vessel, a lighthouse. Everyone that comes will see the glory of God on that teller. You can just take this all through the, and God wants to move upon us that we would let His light to shine in our hearts in such a brilliant way that we will no longer be the tail, but we'll be the head by the touch from heaven. God wants to literally deliver us from the powers of darkness. Set us free, that for this cause we faint not, though the outward man perish, inward man is renewed day by day. For the slight affliction we have is only for a moment, working for a more far and exceeding eternal weight of glory. Eternal weight of glory, it means it's like a counterweight. It goes, it takes, when these big cranes and that lift up tons and tons of weight, they have huge counterweights, and these new machines even have hydraulic rams that move that counterweight in or out. It keeps it in balance all the time, but as the load gets heavier, that counterweight comes as be able to give balance, and that's the way God is for us. He transfers His mighty hand upon us, gives us balance in the direction of the Spirit of God, that we might be more than conquerors through Him which loved us. But we're living in a world that's not looking at these things. They're tangible. They're acceptable if we believe through faith. And that's our part, to stand up to God and say, Lord, I trust You. I believe that You can take an old wore-out shoe, an old vessel that's not nothing, and You're able to make me over in the image and Your likeness, that You might use me for Your glory. And that's what we want to become, that we want to do the will of God. We want to please Him. We want to walk in His adjustment. You know, when you adjust something, it fine-tunes it. It gets it down to work, working perfectly. Make you perfect in every good work to do His work within you that is well-pleasing in His sight. Through Jesus Christ, who whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Making us perfect in His will to do His work, working in us which is well-pleasing in His sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. What a message. What a blessing. It's in the word of Hebrews. It's God has defended us. He is here to righteously bless us. But we walk with God. God is going to be our cause. He's going to be the way, the truth, and life. No one comes on the Father. We're going to live in the privilege of God. And God has not left His people in this last hour. He is going to manifest Himself really in them, that they will no longer be possessed. Satan possesses many people, but God wants to possess us as His children. We get rightfully, God paid a price for you and I. He paid a price that we might live and have a righteous calling upon. You know, sin is a reproach to any people, but righteousness exalteth a nation. Righteousness, and see, there's another thing right there that God's speaking to me. Righteousness, but our nation is no longer righteous. We're going to be start hitting with plagues, and I predict that there's going to be something happen within 24 hours. It's going to hit the borders of this country, and it's going to do a work, unless God permits. There's troubles everywhere, but God is the answer. The Bible says that judgment must begin at the house of God. It first begin of us, which is the end of them that believe not. That means that God's saying, O church, straighten up. And knowing the time, it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us, you and I, cast off, put on the whole armor of God. It's mandatory. It's justifiable. It's for our praise that we might glorify our sovereign God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. How can we praise Him unless we're walking in victory? God wants us to walk in victory. God wants us to walk in that awe, hallelujah, that I can do all things, that I had that kind of belief in my Lord Jesus, that I am not nothing to be able to separate me from His love, from His perfection, from His mighty, awesome presence that guides over, that shields us and protects us. He wants to bless us in such a wonderful way. But when we live in a place of uncertainties, it means that our life is limited in our same where we live at. And so we as God's children have to be lifted up in a way that we're not no longer looking at the things they're seeing. We cannot look upon the problem of this world. We cannot look even at Israel. God spoke to me this morning. We should no longer look at Israel. What we're looking at is Jesus coming. We're not looking. We're not shifting. That's what the trick of the devil. He wants your Christian to look over here. Look here what's going on. And I've heard Christian get so tied up in services that they could not. They was tied up and their whole spirit was wrong because they was looking at what was going to happen to Israel. What we need to realize is that Jesus is coming through the clouds of glory. And that's ordained by God what's going to take place in Israel. We must pray God's will. We must be considered that God is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of glory. And we pray acceptable to His call. I love you out there. God is here. This message should go to America. Wake up, America. Wake up, old sluggard. Old willful daughter. Harlots. All the disgusting things in this land that was called for. And God we trust. And this country has moved out to a realm that's not God's land. It's an unholy land. It stinks. It's impure. The churches have lost their first love. The churches have lost their... I cannot have a word to how... Because I got to think of what something God's... That I don't want to bring this out ugly. But it's a true virgin. And this is not so, says the Spirit of God. I had to wait upon God how to get that out. But God is showing me there's a terribleness, an awesomeness, and the glory of God. And God has supernaturally kept this country, and they have done some things that bring forth a country down. First of all, you've got to have a balance of finances in any person's home to be able to survive. Us as just human beings, as Christians, we know that we got to balance our checkbook. We have to do that. And our nation is not balancing the checkbook. Our nation is going down farther and farther in debt. So that puts them in a very precarious place. They're a place of no return. A place of great destruction. A place of no wealth, but of great debtedness. A place that has no place of being able to stand firm. Firm being strong in those areas, and we're not very strong in the end of finance. And then going down to food, we're coming to a place and the food of this nation is going to fall because of the weather patterns and things are disturbing, which God has put them into to being, that there's going to cause disturbances that we're not going to have what we once had. We're not going to have the things that we once had, and we're going to be going to a place that people, He's calling us out of this situation. But it's named in heaven for this to take place because God has His very shortly a term on Israel. And Israel is going to be protected by the Lord God Almighty. He is going to bring great problem. 38, 39 chapter Ezekiel is planned what's going to take place. A time when God is going to show off His muscle. He's going to show off His strength. And these tanks, all this stuff that goes there, will not, it says that it'll take them, what it says, to clean up. But it's going to take 7 years to get off all the things that's going to take place. There's going to be a real problem there. And God is going to do it through a very short time. Because we're coming up the time when God is going to have a 1,000-year period when righteousness is going to exalt this land.
And God is going to bring righteousness upon this earth. And there, for that 1,000 years, there's no going to be no more problems. There's not going to be no searching, no of something for a vaccine for something that someone has, because God is going to make these things right. There's not going to be no more searching for war problems, because God's got the right. You're going to not be searching for fire departments and policemen, because God is going to have it right. That God is getting everything on the stage of tomorrow, and that tomorrow is everlasting love from heaven, and God is going to dispel a blessing upon His people. He's going to pour out a mighty blessing of strength to His people, that His people arise with joy and speakle, full of glory, and the grip of this world will no longer bother them. That's the fall of this world will no longer cause them to take faint in their hearts. God wants us to be strong in our hearts, are strong in the Lord, that we will not faint through the day of temptation, the day that vexes us, that we'll be liberated from those problems, and we will not be unequally yoked no longer. The Bible says, can two walk together unless they're equally yoked or in agreement? So that's another thing that's going to bring a fall to this nation. God has told me these things have to come to pass because the Word says it. They have to come to pass. None of the other countries will have this, because we're the one that set up on the Word of God. And we set upon the Word of God, and we've taken that Word of God down to a low that God says, oh man, oh woman, I am no longer slack concerning the Word of God. I will set those free that need to be set free. I am the King of Kings. I am the Lord of Glory. And I'm going to bring your judgment back to my people. I'm going to set them to realize that I am not playing no longer with them, that I am here as a righteous God. I am here as a holy God. I am here to touch my people. And my people have committed, they know my way so long. But I say many, many, many of my people do not understand how God even speaks to the hearts of the people. They believe it as such. And they're far, far, far from God. God is not unrighteous, but God is everything. God's here to bless us, to address the situation. He sees us here this day. But America is in a very precarious position. There's going to be prisons that won't have enough room for the atrocities that are going to come this way. There's going to be problems when God takes His children out of here. There's going to be people out with guns taking things to live. It's going to be a place of sin. It's going to be a place of unrighteousness. It's not fit for no one to be. Men's hearts will fail them, but God, they'll also cry for death, and there will be no death. It's coming up very soon, and we must realize that we're that last generation, that we're going home, and many of our leaders are saying, oh, we're going to be here for another 1,000 years, but they're not in tune with the Spirit of God. They're seeing what they see, and what they see, they're seeing on what has transpired. And the Bible says, look not back from the plow, but thou must keep your eyes. And so even in their educating of the Word of God, they're looking back what took place in 1900. They're looking back what took place 50 years ago. They're looking back right now. And they're presuming it's going to go on as it is. But God says that presuming is not going to be so. He's coming through the clouds of glory. He's coming to lift up His people. And they're going to be exempt from the cares of this world. God is going to be exempt on your life, because you're no longer of this world. You're here only for a short term. You're here till He removes you out, and He's going to take you to a joy land, a glorious land, a place of non-problems, a place of great healings. You know, I can know this has to be right, because I feel God's presence so greatly here. And when I leave here, I feel the abundance of rottenness. I feel the abundance of corruption. I feel the abundance of craziness from crazy individuals that not their spirits are unmanned by the presence of God. And they're like cannibals. They're like heathens. And I'm not saying this to put people down, but God has a reason for this. It's coming to pass. And I believe that New Orleans may be a place of great on this newspaper very shortly. God has spoken to me. This is going to come to pass. And I believe unless God prevents this a nation, we're going to be drawn down with the plagues of God. We're going to feel the wrath of God. We're going to feel the things of God. We're going to feel tornadoes. We're going to feel earthquakes. It's coming to pass. God is not slack concerning His promises, but is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. The signs of the times are truly here. They've scoffed this. They've laughed. Saying, where is the promise of His coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as from the beginning. And the Bible says this, they are willingly ignorant of, that how that the earth overflowed with water in Noah's time, and how those that laughed at Noah at that time, that they came crying, yelling out with great lament, Please save me. But God says, and you read the first chapter of Proverbs, it says He will laugh at us at our calamities. He will laugh at us. We need to seek God. God is a God of good, but He's also can be the God of judgment. And I pray, God, that we will not feel that. We don't want that judgment. I don't want that hiss from my God. The enemy is too much without Him. And I realize that my safety is the Lord God from heaven. That I have no refuge in man. I have no refuge in my families. I have no refuge in anything. God is my support. God is my inner glory. And whatever it takes, I want to make heaven. Whatever it takes, I want to make heaven. That my eyes are no longer upon this world. That I have tried for the last few years to keep that. But we must manifest that to the glory of God. We're living through a dangerous time. A time when many souls are coming out from their experience with God into a place of not knowing. That's very critical. I prayed for a woman last night. And she said she was in confusion. And I didn't even know how to pray for her. I said, "Do you know Jesus?" She said, "Well, I think I did." I said, "Lady, what you need is Jesus." "Well, I can't do that." I said, "You need Him. He is the place, the starting point. Without Him, there's great problems. He is the reason for the season. We must always, Jesus, there is no other name in heaven where we can escape the curse of this world only by Jesus. There is no other way, but only by Jesus that we can get where we should be. It's only through Jesus that we're set free. God, in the name of Jesus, He sets us free. God looks at His Son as that ransom, that sacrifice, and through Jesus, He sees us as pure. He sees us as holy. But the Bible says there will be a day. In Hebrews it says there will be no more remission of sin, no more blood. We continually forsake God. There comes a time that we have no more. There is no more blood. That God says, "That's enough. That's enough. I've crossed my hands. I've said enough." As in the Old Testament, God says, He says, "I don't want to speak about this matter no more." And it comes that way that God is saying, "My people, seek me. Learn of me, for I'm coming back very soon. For I say my coming is at the door. And I say this world does not see this, saith the Spirit of God. They see no intentions of my coming. And they wish for nothing because they're not where they should be with the Lord their God. I say they're having fun and getting people saved. They're having fun living their way. But I say when they get home, they feel that grudgery. They feel that rottenness that's within them. They feel that uncertainty that's around about them. They feel and they sense the lawlessness that's around about them. But I say they become slaves to this world. They become slaves of their acts, the works of this darkness. They become slaves in their own minds. And I say many are losing the way. And I say many take their lives because they cannot cope with what's facing them. And I say when souls have once had great, great wealth, and they lose that wealth, I say, the men and the women also, all people of my world, when they lose, they've lose this wonderful blessing. They have something within them that wants them to take their life. And I say that is the power of the darkness. And He sees this person that once had known me, loved me, and He sees them as a prey. And at that time, unless my people intervene for that one, they shall be destroyed, and many of them will live in darkness forever. And I say, what a tragedy, says the Spirit of God. For I say the ransom of many was paid for by Jesus, my Son. That ransom was paid in the fullness, that all could have repentance, that all could come to know the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. All could come to the feet of Jesus. But I say, the offense of the enemy has tricked the hearts of many, my beloved. He caused them to have the cares of this world, to be hypnotized in the things of darkness. And those hypnotism of darkness, they lose the grip, and they no longer see there's any problem what they're doing. They see that they're doing this as unto the Lord their God. But I say in reality, I am far from them. I'm looking for a separated people, a holy people, a people that will live above reproach, a people that will live in the Spirit. And I say very, very few of my people are really living in the Spirit. I say where my Spirit is, there is liberty. And it brings great blessings upon my people that are walking in my Spirit. For those that come against my Spirit who have once known and say there's nothing to it this day, they're in the danger of hellfire. They're in danger of blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. I say my people have forgotten. It's a hard thing to come against the Lord thy God, the one that has set you free. And I say many of my people have people in their grips that are in this position. And I say they're about to that place of no recovery. They're about to a place of no understanding. They're about to place of losing their soul. And I say many of my people have lost their first love. And I'm here this day not to scold, but to let you know what's taking place on this earth. There's problems, and my people need deliverance. My people need a new heart, and I say my people need to take that old stony ground that they have had and plow it up and have a new life. They need to plow up, take a new over. And I say my people, when they come to the altars, they do not pray through. They just say a short prayer, and they get up, and they leave. And when they get back, they're feeling worse than when they came. I'm looking for a people who will pray and pray until they know their God is in them. Their God is about them. They have prayed through to heaven, and they're heard. I've heard them, but my people are so, this day, do not want to do anything that's hard. They don't want to do anything that takes any energy. All they want to do is seek their own fun, have their own greatness. They want to have their own desires. They become selfish. They become mindful of their own wishful ways. They want to have nice homes and nice blessings. They want to have the greatest vacations. And they want to have the biggest cars. They want to have the esteem, the eyes of men. My churches, they want to esteem that they're the best, they're the greatest church in that town. They've come to a height that's so wonderful. And I say many, many, many have Ichabod on their doors, saith the Spirit of God. I say of them, forsaken the way of the Lord their God. And I say they would not receive this message with gladness as they, and they would not even try to take, they would not want to make amends for they have failed me. But I say what is being spoke this day is true, and it's from heaven. It's from heaven. I have called this man that I would speak this heart, that he in this last day would proclaim this word. But I say they will not hear him, saith the Spirit of God. And I say where he goes, he has to walk in a very low dimension, because they place him as nothing. They place him as nothing. But I say he is nothing with himself, but the Lord his serves is something. The God of God is heaven, is mighty. He is a mighty God. And my people must realize this, that he takes infidels and makes blessings out of them. And I say these that sanctify themselves, they become as an infidel. They lose out. I'm looking for those who will talk and believe that they need my Savior. They need Jesus. They need a remaking over. They need their lives changed. And they want to stay changed. And for those type of people, I will use them. I will minister to them. And I will create with them a new walk, a new talk, a new blessing. But for those that are coming around out of haughtiness, a special and a mighty, that they're so, that I cannot even reach them. And I say they appear to be as windows of heaven, but I say they're actually sewers of wells of wrongdoings. And I say they're very hateful, they're very hardened, and they're very inadequate within themselves. And they know within themselves that they're a failure, but they're too much pride is within them that they cannot surrender and say, Lord, I need you. And they will not tell their brother, their sister that can help them that they need it. They are fighting within themselves. And I said the enemy has them where they are, and he is having a field day. He loves it because he knows those ones will be tormented and they will live in a devil's hell forever. I'm looking for a people who will relax in the Lord thy God. For I wish my people to live in my presence. I wish for my people to be happy. I want my people to live in my love. I want them to be able to rest in their God. I want them to know that I will not leave them, that they will not have to pray so much seeking my face, but they will know that Lord God reigns. They will know that I've heard and asked their prayer, that they can rest safely in the hollow of their mighty hands from heaven, that they will not have any discouragements, because, oh man, oh woman, who can change yourself? Oh, the Lord thy God. Thou cannot have one less hair that I have put upon thee, that I cannot have one more that I have given thee. I know all about thee, my ones. I know how many heartbeats thou hast, your heart has pumped blood to thy body. I know the will of my life, and I know thee, and I will never leave thee. I have spoken this, but my people think that I'm far, far from them. They ask for a revival, and I'm with them. I've been calling for them for many years to have revival. I've chosen them to come out from among them and be separate, and they're not pleased with that. They're not pleased with that. They want to have a revival that they can do what they're doing and do it, keep on doing it, and that's revival. They want to have a, they want to feel good, but they don't want to make any adjustment to feel good. They don't want to behave as unwise children no longer. They want the world to think that they're wise and every, but I say they're willfully wrong in the Spirit of God. They're bringing forth envy thoughts. They're bringing forth things of corruption. And I say, my people, I wish for thee not even to consider the things of darkness. I say, when thou speakest, don't even talk about the things that thou hast done. I say, only look to the Lord their God. I say, many have looking back, and I say, they've lost the way. They've what? And told many people they've done terrible things. And I say, yes, they have, but I have, they've forgotten the Lord their God. Heal them. Forget them. And I say, my people, that is a trick from the enemy. He has caused my one to go back. And I have said, I don't want thee to go back to the well of sin no longer. I don't want thee to go back to the well of hurting no longer. I want thou to go forward and not look back no longer, because I realize that thou art made of dirt. And I said, thou must look to thy source. And I am the source. I am my energy. I am the keeper. I am the one, the Almighty Alpha Omega. I am everything. I have given thee my word. I have given thee my son. I have given thee my spirit. And I say, many, many, many do not see that. And they must be blind, says the Spirit of God. They must be blind. And I say, the enemy has blinded them to where they see no efforts. And I say, my churches are so big. I say, they pray for great revivals. But I say the revival is the change of the heart. And it's not what they think revival is. Revival is not just gimme, gimme, gimme. But revival is searching and wanting to come to that place. That their hand defend thee, them cut it off. That they might be a profitable one. If their heart's in trouble, seek me the Lord their God and speak out and says, I need a change, Lord. Take away this guilt that's in my heart. Take away the cesspool of things that come in my life, that I might be properly addressed to the King of Kings, because I am your image, and I want nothing in my life to limit me to come in thy presence, O God. Help me this day that we might walk upright before the King of Kings, that we walk in his presence. We are no longer undertakers, but we'd be overtakers in the presence of God, that we'd be victoriously over death, grave, and hell, that we would be able to pray for the sick, and they shall recover, that whatever we say in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, we know it's going to come to pass, and we praise you this day, O wonderful Lord, and we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. God bless you, Hakim. Glory to God. He come of us. I thank you, Lord. I have never felt this before. I feel the glory. God's here to disturb you, yes, because he wants to change you. America, he wants to change America. He wants you to quit having those evil thoughts. He wants you to not go to those evil places no longer. Not be a place, a slugger against the things of God. But thou would not walk in that church that doesn't ask you to be a separated people. That pastor that teaches you of no truth, separate yourself from those ones. Call upon God. Come to a place that you can come to one approval by God, and I shall minister my love. I say, if my people will come and seek the Lord their God, but I say, many have not enough time to inquire to get what I've given my servant here this day. They have not enough time. They have not paid the price. And I say, they're looking to this one, and they get jealous of him, says the Spirit of God. They're jealous because he has spent time in my love. And I say, I'm getting tired of my people coming against my servants. I'm getting tired, and I'm going to let them very shortly speak thus says the Spirit of God. And they will wish that one had never said nothing, because it will dissolve their life. Hey, I have given my people power. I've given them power to repent. I've given them power to change. When I say they do not want it, so they are walking as they have said that they are there, my people, which are called by my name. But I say in reality, I do not see that. I see them as sluggards. I see them as invaders of the things from heaven. And they've caused great disturbance of my kingdom. They've caused great destruction for my ones that I want to be set free. They have caused my little ones to fall. They have caused those ones that want to live holy a great defeat. They've caused many, many slanderous words of infectious wonders from the hell, they call it. But I say it's brought infection to my people. And many are critically ill this day. Many are critically not obtaining the Spirit of God because they've been moved upon by the churches. They've been moved upon by the evilness that's within my people. That's why I called for a people that would be separate. But I say my people have went far from the Spirit of God. And I say, yes, I'm quitting in a moment, said the Spirit of God. But I'm here this day to testify that I am the Lord thy God and I will never leave thee, said the Spirit of God. Praise God. Glory. Boy. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. Thank you for thy blessings. I thank you for thy awesomeness. I praise you for thy loving kindness, for thy mercy, for thy saving grace. Cleanse us, totally immerse us in thy Spirit. And Father, for those it's going to take time, let them take heed these words of righteousness, and they will save them. But I say my people are so selfish that unless it comes from them, they're like a dog in the manger. They don't have nothing to give, but they don't want, and they want to keep everybody else from getting the blessing from heaven. But I say, I'm going to start fighting for my people. I'm going to start fighting for my people that love me. And I say, it will not be long that the people will see, and they will see the hand of God, and they will not be able to stop it. And I say, this shall happen probably before I take my beloved home. But I say, it's coming to pass. And what's been said is going to come to pass, saith the Spirit of God. Glory to God. Oh, I'm just full as can be. That's my cup's running over. I've never had... God is wonderful. I'm a nobody. Praise God, but boy, God is somebody. Sister Jed, he's wonderful. You know, you need that special time. You know, marriage wouldn't last very long if there wasn't a time that you'd be intimate one to another. And God expects that with us. That's not in the church. It's you and Him. And with you start learning that, He takes you as His bride. And His bride, God showed me this last week, you're not going to have to defend yourself. You're not even going to ask for healing because He's your husband. And He's going to take good care of His church. You don't have to pray for yourself no longer. This is not to the average church, but this is those that are in His presence. Those, because He's going to take care of the bride. And you don't have to worry about the costly apparel. He's going to suit you up. You don't have to worry because He's going to take care of you. He's going to be with you through the times of horribleness. And the world will say, oh, great problems. And yes, you'll see it through God. Oh, it's a wonderful day. Lord, I'm so thankful. And people might think you're crazy, but you're going to be invisible from the things of this world. God's going to transfer you into a place of His protection. His almighty hand, because He knows the day is very close. That day is too hard within ourselves. We cannot cope with it. That no flesh would be saved. But through the Spirit, we become more than conquerors. And there's such a mess in the Bible that everybody missed it. Yes, in ourselves, we're going to be trouble. But God has given us an overdose in the Holy Ghost that we might make it. The early church had fullness. And through that, we went through this long dropping. And then we came back and we said, well, we'll just have a church. God says, that ain't really what I want, but I'll start off with it. It's okay. And He had an early church that believed in the Word. We didn't realize it didn't come far enough, but the Word talks about the Spirit of God. It talks about the fullness of God. It talks about the blessing of God. It talks about that He will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. All these wonderful truths that can only take place through a personality that's within you. You think within yourself every day, like I was taught when I first come in, there was no way I could obtain, no way that you can obtain. But with the Spirit of God, it's like His presence is over you. But you can't do this only if you go 90%, you got to go at 100%. And that's the hard part. No one wants to trust God. You know, they don't want to trust Him. They say, oh, you'll do, maybe I'm afraid. Well, that's what He's looking for, people that will literally trust God. It's real simple. You don't go where you want to go. You go where He tells you to go. You do His will. And it's a lot more fun. You go there and He has great fun. You have great joy. You have His peace, His love, His influence. The influence of God within itself has to be without anything that we can put against anything in this world, to having just the influence of God. And that's not just His influence, but He comes beyond the influence. He's inside of us, over around us, gloriously. Presence, God, is real. I was so, last night, just really showed me that how the world is in real trouble. Those people were so bound. But the Lord was telling me they're just about like the church. Not much difference. And that's terrible. We made people so rigid that they forgot that this heart was a heart that had to be, couldn't live without God's presence in this heart. This heart, God wants to change it into His love and His manifestation of the Spirit of God. That we will have a joy will come against us when we're going through problems, heartaches. Once people speak ugly at you, you just say, okay. God wants to have that funnel of His blessing upon us. That we can cope with life itself. Without it, America is going down in the tube. America needs God. And America needs what God has. And we've taken America out. There's things that God has shown me why it will not work in America. God will not work in America no longer. God is a jealous God. He wants, God wants it one way. It's not that way here. It's everybody to their own thing. And they've taken God out of the schools. They've taken God out of most every place. They are set up, this is the little things, not even, but they're taking God out of everything. They have no room for God. And that's our land. And then the evilness that's coming in is having preeminence on much righteousness. Evilness comes in and it thrives. When God moves through righteousness in the standard of the natural man, it has problems. There's always powers of darkness come against it. And any time we try to combat the forces of evil in ourselves, we become up short. We can say it in Jesus' name, but that Satan never sleeps. We sleep. We have a tendency of getting tired. And he'll tire you down till you can't cope with it no longer. He will outdo you. And that's why we have to maintain a move of the Spirit. It becomes a spirit man. But you try to walk this talk in your own self, in the Word only, and you're going to have troubles. You're going to not be able to cope. You're not going to have that joy, that in tune from heaven that sets you aside as a superior being. And the only way that you're a superior being is giving up yourself, and you're no longer right. You're just a sheep, and God makes you superior in Him. You're not superior in yourself. You're superior in Him. And you're just a sheep. You're just a bad, Lord, what do you want me to do? This might be laughable, but it's really the truth. We need to take God and say, I will follow. Jesus calls me, I'll follow Him. I was reading it today in Matthew. Jesus said, follow after me, and I will make you fishers. Jesus said, follow me. He didn't tell us to go out and be the head. He told us to follow Him. And where you lead me, I'll follow. It's in our songbooks. But we don't put that to maturity. We do it as, I want to go out here and I'm going to build my refuge. I'm going to have me a boys camp over here. And I used to think this years ago, but it's totally wrong. God had to change my thinking. It's why He leads me, I'll follow. Not me going ahead of Him. And I did some things and God's allowed me to do them, but they were only short term. Because the only thing that's going to last, we have to do through the Spirit. Now, while you're here upon earth, God might send you on a short-term situation. But everything you do upon earth here, it's in God's rules. He can tell you to quit when He's... And you might think, I'm doing a good work. I was going to pastor up in the hills here, and I just loved it. And God knew I loved it. It was just special for me. I mean, here I was in jail ministry, and this worked really good. So... I just loved it. I love the things of the Lord. And I accepted that after a year or so up there, they wanted to make sure that all the churches would get was for me. So I said, well, okay, if the church likes me, I'll stay longer until the Lord dismisses me. And this was all done, and I was so happy. And I said, oh, praise God. The next morning, I was going my way to Chico, and I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what's taking place. I'm so happy. I got down about where Butte County line is, and the Spirit of God says, by the way, you're not to have that church. And He says, I don't mean the short term. I say, now
just get rid of that church. I don't want you to have it. I want you tonight to call the leader and tell him. And I said, what is he going to say? And he says, it don't make any difference what he says. I want you to be able to follow me. God's interested in how we're going to follow him. He's not interested in the circumstances around us. He is interested in how I will address him, that I will go all the way. And what our problem is, we won't go all the way. Many, many, many won't go all the way. God tells you to do something. You say, no, I thought that through and it's not going to work. Well, God says, okay, do it your own way. But that ends your little, he's not no longer going to come any farther with you. And I learned this as a Caterpillar mechanic, that I literally had to put my job, my life, my marriage, everything on the line, day by day. And if I said, Lord, what if I miss on this? I know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be homeless. The Lord says, you going to trust me? And God showed me the assurance. He wants us to literally trust him. If he says, walk on water, you're going to walk on water. You're not going to do it for your glory, but God is going to do it with you. He will never leave you. You can work. Everything that God has ever said, it always works. And I know that's why God has blessed me, because is nothing, but he has blessed me, because that's the only thing that I've ever done right. When God would tell me to do those impossible things, I would do them. I'm not here to gloat under, I am nothing, but God wants us to realize he'll give you a time. Many people will probably not go to that degree. You don't have to go all the way, but if God puts you in a place of leadership, he wants you truly to trust him. And I know God will meet you right where you are, but what's wrong with our leaders? They will not go that farthest mile. God works with us. But many have learned it in schools. They've learned it. And they've learned how to move through the Spirit. They've learned many times to do things, but it's truly in themselves. And God wants us to walk in His Spirit. The glory of God. I'm not an arguer, but I will state it for anybody. We must no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh. And we will do that without the move of the Spirit. The Spirit gives us that grace. It gives us that temperance. Temperance is self-control. We need self-control. Many people are out of control. They're out of control Christians. I've seen them. They get haughty. They get upset if anything doesn't go their way. I've seen churches fight over colors of paint. I've seen this trivial little baby stuff. But many people are still babies. But God wants to grow up. Because what's going to happen, probably through the way of the grave, God judges. I don't know anything about it. But I do know that this trip that God's people are going to take is supernatural. There's not going to be a day like that when this second of God had called, that I'm gone. That you're gone. But you got to be right standard all the time. And how can you do that? You got to know every day that you're right standard. Because what if he'd come the day that you're off doing something that's not supposed to do? You miss it. And God sees that erring in our hearts even before we do it, that we want to go try this because I think I can get by with it. No. If we have that in our heart, we don't even have to do it. God sees our heart. He wants this heart of love. He wants this heart of, Lord, I want to serve you. I don't care what anyone says, whatever they do. I don't care what happens. I'm out to serve you. If you take my life, I want to serve you with my whole life, my whole being. I want to be a vessel of praise. And I believe this is what God is saying. That's a very high calling. But I don't believe that we're going to make the rapture without it. And that's why I believe that many, many, many are not going to make the rapture. Because God gave me a dream. In that rapture, there wasn't a lot of people. And I hope I make it. I've got to work real hard to stay where I am. When I get up in the morning, it's so terrible. Boy, darkness come in, and I have to fight for about an hour. So I go walking. I said, Lord, touch me. Touch me this day. Take away that darkness. That darkness just comes in at night like a big rolls of flood. I says, clean me this day. I don't want that cesspool around me no longer. I want victory. I want your love. And by a while, boy, I feel that love coming down. Then God starts sharing with me. He starts talking to me. But he expects me to take authority to get myself presentable before God. I'm not really presentable before God until I do that. We need to be presentable to God. We shouldn't be in old dirty clothes. I'm not saying about clothes, but the Bible says our righteousness is filthy rags.
So we need to be properly before my, that God's covering will, Jesus covering, the blood of Jesus Christ will be so over me that God sees us in the love of God. He favors us because of His Son. The shelter of His Son is over us. And the Holy Ghost is within us and we're living in His presence of God. And God loves that. But we start getting out on the edge. We get getting out beyond where we're supposed, our perimeter. And we're getting out to a place that's very questionable. We need to take heed to things of God, lest any time we let them slip. We're letting things slip, and through this letting things slip, it collapses. A very brilliant house that God has given to be saved, that house falls, that house shatters, and pretty soon those people are walking as infidels. Those people have lost their first love. They've lost their first presence of God, and they're walking shamefully in the cares of this world. And that time the enemy comes. I know what I'm talking about. He comes to destroy. He comes them to tantalize them. He comes to where they've taken from, and he lets them gloat for a while. He wants them to get that love of that what they want from. And pretty soon after he gets them hooked, like putting a fish on a catch a fish, he takes it and snaps it in them, and then he has you. And the only way you're going to get free is by the things of God. And there'll be a time when people cannot pray for yourself, but people can pray for you. And that's why it's so mandatory. And this, and things are changing. And all these skeptics don't realize that God is changing. He's changing because there's something about to change. And He's calling us to wake up. And I like what Oral Roberts said, it's a wake-up call. And that wake-up call is coming to the beloved. Anyone that's moving by the Spirit is on you. The glory of God, and many are here don't hear it. Many on this earth do not serve it no longer. They are on a way that's pleasing to their style. They go for great blessings. They go for great admiration of people. But God said the opposite. We must humble ourselves. We must never, 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 ever, ever position ourselves as somebody. It's only through the grace of God that God allowed me to be where I am. It's nothing that I've attained, nothing I do, even though that helps you and benefits. That's why you need to do it in the Spirit. Because you don't do it as a personal gain. You don't do it as learning more stripes than God. God does it as your love. He does it. That's why He moves to the Spirit. Because this is your Spirit obtained through God. It's not done as through your thinking. You got to dismantle it. And when I get really bad, I pray in the Spirit because I don't know. And I do that, God starts changing things to where I can pray to seek my God. It comes a warring that takes place. Though I walk in the flesh, we do not war with the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting out imaginations. That's what we're supposed to do. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus. Everything that we do through that, we bring it to the obedience of Christ Jesus. But we don't never, 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 never tempt Satan because he's bigger than we are. He is too powerful. When I was sick, I seen in that dream, and these righteous, they were righteous men. They said, we can go against Satan. They were just bragging about it. And boy, the wind of Satan come upon them, and they threw them like a bunch of wheat. And they were so